Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Friday, July 3rd. I guess we're celebrating the 4th of July, although that's tomorrow, but the commemoration is today. I guess you get the holiday on Friday. Well, first of all, if you get the holiday. You get the holiday on Friday if it's on Saturday, and you get it on Monday if it's on Sunday, other than the actual day. 91 for a high today, 70% chance for showers pretty much through the weekend. So if you got outside stuff to do, the morning would probably be the better time. A new poll is out. 3 in 4 say the U.S. is pretty seriously off of the right track. And that led us to ask you with our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, do you think the country is headed in the right or the wrong direction? And as it stands now, it mirrors exactly the results of this poll, 75% saying that the country is headed in the wrong direction. Now, that is not necessarily a referendum on President Trump. You could think the country is headed in the right direction or the wrong direction for a variety of reasons. And that's where I would like you to text me at 504-260-1870 and tell me why you think it's going in the right direction or the wrong direction. Andy Smith joins us, our friend, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Hey, Andy, how are you? Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you, too. Good up here.
I was going to ask you, are there big July, 4th of July celebrations, or have all those been canceled?
They've pretty much all been canceled. No fireworks other than what people are shooting off in their backyards. And people are generally going to be staying at home this weekend like they have been for a while. Although the beaches are open and we've been getting people going to the beaches.
Well, let me tell you a couple. Have you?
No, I've been staying away. Too much traffic.
Yeah, I was just wondering about the whole COVID thing in that area. Are you guys, is it spreading? Is it under containment there?
It is very low here. It has been very low. It's been essentially confined almost exclusively to people in nursing facilities. More than 80% of the deaths up here have been in nursing facilities. But we're down to the point where we're having like 5 to 10 new cases a day. So it's very low.
Good. So we're asking, is the country headed in the right or wrong direction? Let me read you two texts, okay? Back-to-back different numbers. Tommy, we're heading in the wrong direction because our president views his position as the best way to enhance his social media following. He's not really interested in doing anything else. Twitter followers and rallies are essentially the same thing for him, convincing him that his people love him. Then the next text from a different number. The country is headed in the wrong direction because there is a lawless nationwide movement to overthrow the government, which has become extremely corrupt. And we have a media which is intent on shaping public opinion rather than simply inaccurately reporting the news. Both are succeeding. Well, we must be reporting something, right? Because you found the information you need to show that the lawless nation is trying to overthrow the government. But if the government's corrupt, then it seems as though whoever texted this, you would want it to be overthrown. I'm confused, Andy. Are people just angry?
I think there's a whole lot to be angry about, and I think what you're seeing is that both Republicans and Democrats have really got something to complain about. You've got a bad economy, you've got riots in the street, protests, statues being taken down, China and Russia are more aggressive than they have been, the COVID virus is going on. There's just a lot of things to be upset about. But if you look at that specific right direction, wrong track measure, which has been going on since the 1930s, Gallup has been conducted that, it's not a good question, but we don't get into that. It's not really a good question, but if you look at some of the internals of that, these most recent numbers, Democrats, only about 8% of Democrats think we're headed in the right direction. That's down from 11% back in February in a Reuters poll. Independents are at 11%. They're down from 25%. But the big change is back in February, 72% of Republicans said we were headed in the right direction. That's only 42% now. And those, prior to COVID, you can see Democrats didn't like the direction of the country, largely correlated because they didn't like Donald Trump. But Republicans have dropped quite a bit, and I think that's because a lot of the other things that the second emailer was sending to you.
I'm not a big fan of the way President Trump has been conducting himself, and I just wonder, and I was a registered Republican, now I'm an independent, and the way I feel, I'll share it with the audience right now, is, all right, by God, that's enough. You know, I put up with a lot, I figure, well, okay, you don't carry yourself this way, you don't carry yourself that way. Is there any national polling, any numbers indicate that maybe some people, and again, former Republicans, are kind of saying, all right, you know, buddy, we tried to stick with you, but you're kind of going, you're kind of jumping the shark here.
There's quite a bit of polling early on, but that's showing that. And I think that's one of the reasons that you see Trump trailing to Joe Biden by a fairly significant margin right now. But I would be hesitant to say that that's going to be predictive of what's going to happen in November. We have a very people and Americans in particular have a very good way of rationalizing their political behavior. And typically we come up with reasons to believe that or to explain why our skunk is better than the other party's skunk. And I think we're going to see that those Republicans who are right now very dissatisfied with Trump saying heck with him, they'll start to creep back into the Trump tent as they get closer to election. Of course, things could go completely south, even more south than they are right now. But I think that history has shown that partisans tend to drift back towards a party as you get closer to the election.
And for people that think I'm a Joe Biden fan, or because I'm critical of the president's behavior, disappointed, what have you, fed up, I have serious concerns about either one of these guys being elected in 2020. And it appears it's going to be that way. So we'll pick it up there. We come back with Andy Smith, our guest, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. I'm not quite sure about Joe Biden's competency here in terms of being aware of what's going on or having moments of lucidity. 6:22 now, traffic, WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. A new poll out says, we thought we'd address it on this 4th of July weekend. 3 in 4 say the U.S. pretty seriously off the right track, saying that the country's headed in the wrong direction. And we're asking you, do you think it's headed in the right or wrong direction? And the numbers are about the same. 75% are saying wrong. 25% are saying right. But that could mean a lot of different things. You could think that the protests are making the country go in the wrong direction. You could think the president's making it. That's why you text me at 504-260-1870 and let me know why you think the country is headed in the right or wrong direction. Andy, you're a pollster for a living. That's what you do. You studied it, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. You mentioned the question. And what I was thinking as I was getting ready to talk to you is that if somebody were to ask me this question, it all depends on if I'm paying my bills, if I'm able to save a couple of bucks, if my family's doing fine. In that case, it may have absolutely nothing to do with the country as a whole. But to me, the country's headed in the right direction. Is that one of the problems with a question like this? And look, ours is not a scientific poll. We just do this for funsies, you know?
Right, right. The right track, wrong track question is what we refer to it as. It's a bad question in many ways. First off, as you say, it's very vague. It depends on what it is that you're thinking about, the respondent is thinking about when you get asked that question. So that is one problem. Secondly, it's not balanced. So you've got right direction versus wrong track. they're different things. And heck, wrong track is a railroad metaphor. How many people know what being on the wrong track is? So it's a bad question in a lot of ways. The reason that pollsters still use it is because we know how it seems, how it behaves regarding presidential elections. If a majority of the country think the country is headed in the wrong direction or is off on the wrong track, then the president typically loses. And I think that's one of the reasons that this is so problematic for Donald Trump, is that because you've got a fairly high majority saying that we're headed in the wrong direction. That is the reason that we pay attention to surveys like this. But the internals of it really are interesting, that it's the drop in support by Republicans from 72% to 42%. That is a big drop over the course of 3 months.
Here's what I wonder about, just politically. The president has shown no inclination to plateau. If you're going to look at him like the coronavirus, and I'm not saying he's a virus, that's not the point, but we just in terms of stats, we talk about the coronavirus plateauing, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see any of that in the last 4 years. He seems to ever go up and up and up and up and up in terms of pushing the envelope in his behavior. Has he ever plateaued?
The only thing that seems to have plateaued with Donald Trump is that his approval rating has been pretty flat regardless of what goes on. He's started off around 42%, and it's gone up to maybe as high as 47, as low as 37 or 38. But that's the one plateau that you see. His job approval rating, and particularly among Republicans, has been quite high. But that, I think, is more an indication of the partisan divisions that we have within the country, that Republicans are willing to say, we'll take anybody, including Donald Trump, because we don't like the other party.
But for anybody to think that you're going to be see a kinder, gentler, different Donald Trump, that's not going to happen, is it?
I think that he would be genetically incapable of being a kinder and gentler Donald Trump.
That's what I was thinking. So he is what he is, and then we'll see how it plays out. Andy, thank you so much for everything you do for us. And I know we're going to be leaning on you a lot as we get closer to the presidential election. And I hope you and your family have a great 4th of July and stay safe.
Thank you. Can I just say one other thing? New Hampshire made the news yesterday. Ghislaine Maxwell gets caught in Bradford, New Hampshire.
Oh, that's right.
Which is a dot
that's
on
right.
the map. Was that
Do you know the area? Do you know the area where she was? Very nice.
Yes, it's in the middle
area.
Of nowhere. No, it's
you
not.
Think she'll, you think she'll wind up in the... it's not? Do you think she'll wind up in the same jail cell as Epstein? Because it could happen.
I think that's not a place that I would want to wind up in that jail cell.
I don't think so. They're going to try to extradite her. All right, we'll take a break for news. Come back with more 630. Tommy Tucker. Here's Dave Cohen with WWL First News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.